Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Forever 39. We've got a few ways you can chat with us. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever39NJ. You can also find us on Facebook via the New Jersey 101.5 page, and you can email us at Forever39@NJ115.com. You can also download past episodes of our podcast via the New Jersey 101.5 app, iTunes, or Google Play. In this episode, we're going to chat about why it bothers us to see seasonal displays like Christmas in stores now, and back-to-school anxieties for adults. But first, we're going to talk about how the media contributes to the self-esteem problems that some of us face. And joining us for this topic is Janine Lotzenheiser, and she is our sales assistant at New Jersey 101.5. Thanks, Janine.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very impressed that I was able to get her name.
Me right. too. Welcome back, Janine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So for those of you that think the images of thin that we see in the media, magazines, movies, television shows, music, etc., can have a negative impact on your self-esteem, well, you are right. So a group of researchers from Switzerland, they surveyed a group of men and women and asked them to create their ideal body image. Now, what was interesting about this survey is they found men and women that live in very rural communities in an island somewhere.
It was actually Nicaragua.
Oh, okay, great. So these are people who are not exposed to the type of media images that we are on right. a daily basis. They don't even have electricity where they found these people. So, you know, obviously they're not exposed to the images we are. So half of the participants were shown images of women ranging in size between 2 or 4. And the other half were shown images of women ranging in size between a 14 and a 26.
Now, before they were shown these images, they were asked to draw their ideal
yes,
body type.
Yes, exactly. Wow. So the researchers had, you know, their ideal body type before showing them these images. Right. So they showed them these images, and the people who were shown the images of the 2 or 4, the size 2 or 4, when the researchers asked them to recreate their ideal body image, it was thinner than the original one. Okay. And yes. then when the ones who were asked, who were shown the size 14 to 26 women, men, when they were asked, hey, can you recreate your ideal body image? Their ideal body image was now larger than the original one. So it just kind of proved that, yes, the media definitely impacts people's perceptions.
And this was a 15-minute window from yep. when they first drew till their recreation. Mm-hmm. So it was a small window.
Very
which
small
just
window.
Goes to show.
Man. Yeah, 15 yeah, minutes. I mean, like... so exactly. So now, okay, we know, I think it's kind of clear from this research that absolutely, and I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, I've always felt like media has impacted the way we see ourselves.
Yeah,
and that's why
definitely.
So many people have so many sort of, I think, dysfunctions when it comes to their body.
I think everybody does.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody does. Yeah.
So do you feel like it's impacted you, Janine? Like the images that you see, like has it impacted what you think about yourself?
I think so. I think especially when I was younger as an athlete, you didn't have a lot of women athletes, so that was kind of its own thing.
You played basketball.
Yes. But as like a more like thicker built type of muscular person, you don't see that because not
right.
everyone's built like a football player
or right.
plays basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing like a super skinny person being like, oh yeah, and then they're like sweating and it's like, no, I don't look like that.
Right.
But it's like, is it me? Is it your commercial? Do I, should I look like that? Should I not sweat as
is
much?
Is it all smoke like, and mirrors?
Right.
Is that reality? Am
exactly.
I not? Yeah. I totally understand
well,
that.
And so. There's this whole movement toward like, you know, body positivity. Like Ashley Graham is a plus size model who I think has been really great for yeah. that movement.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I always find so interesting too about it is like there's so much emphasis placed on plus size people in the media.
Yeah.
You know, like when there's a plus size person that's a model or that is a movie star, and there's not
that's
many.
All you hear about.
That's all you hear about.
Like
they always
the girl
have to
Mrs.
get their
Us?
Size in
yes.
there.
They're always talking about her
it's
and how like, now she's and... going to start a diet journey and all this stuff. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, why can't her character just stay the way she
yeah.
is?
Like, why does it even need to be part of the discussion?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, it's definitely been part of my world since I was a teenager. I suffered from anorexia. It was awful. And I would get up in the morning and work out. And then I'd go to high school and then I'd go home and I'd work out. And it became like maniacal. It was just craziness, but it has stayed with me. I mean, I'm in my 40s now, and the gym is part of my daily routine. Counting calories is part of my daily routine. And I think part of it was because when I grew up, and it's my own fault, I suppose, for taking it on. But you, growing up, when we grew up, Annette, it was like Kate Moss, you saw her all the time. Christy Turlington, you saw her all the time. And it just weighs on you, and so to speak. And you just, you want to be perfect. You want to look like they do. You want to look like the person does on TV. And I don't know why so many girls care, and guys, but especially girls, yeah, especially young girls. And I just remember Mike's niece, she's older now, but when she was 10, I remember her standing around with her like gaggle of girlfriends, and they were talking, and she's like, oh, I think I'm going to start a diet. And they were just like,
and
standing,
you're 10.
What? Yeah. And right. I was just like, I remember standing there thinking, is this ever going to stop? But I actually do feel like now Ashley Graham's a great start to that, but I feel like it's better than it's ever been in our life, that maybe people can accept people at different sizes, yeah, because it's so dumb if you break it down and think about it. Besides, if you're healthy, I think there are a lot of people that maybe aren't what Hollywood would consider right, thin, but are healthy.
Yeah.
And they actually, I was listening to this whole really interesting podcast, and they were talking about how really those types of body images don't represent health, and how maybe if you have a little more meat on your bones, your numbers at the doctor actually might be better, yeah, and your chances of diabetes actually might be lower. And it's just this myth that's been pushed and pushed and pushed, mm-hmm, and now we're all buying into it.
But I've noticed too recently that we're seeing a lot of sort of male shaming about the whole dad bod.
Yeah, right.
And that was something you never really saw before. But now it seems like a lot of people are criticizing men who might have a little bit of a belly, or maybe who let their six pack go. And that's interesting to me, because I don't think we should be criticizing anybody for their, yeah, weight at all. Mm-mm. But it's like, it seems like it's getting better, but then I wonder if it really is getting better.
Right. No, I suppose you're right. I have hope for it. I worry about, like, I talk about my niece and nephews all the time on here, and I worry about them. I worry about their mental health, because quite honestly, I don't want to see my nieces go through the hell that my life has been since I was 14, and no one put it on me. I put it on myself, right, you know, and it just sucks. It's exhausting. It's exhausting daily. And you know, you're always looking in the mirror, critiquing, criticizing.
How did you, I mean, I think a lot of people would be interested to hear about your journey, and that would probably be for another episode if you're willing to talk about it. But how did you get yourself into a healthy place? Because that's something that a lot of people who have an eating disorder really struggle with. And like you said, it's lifelong. But how did you get yourself into a place where you're at least not starving yourself?
It's definitely something for those people that struggle out there with it, or know, mm-hmm, someone that does. I think anyone can come to you and say, you know, you just need to eat. And it's really something that you have to come to on your own. No one can make you do that. There were doctors I had to go see. My parents, sure, were worried. But I remember when I left for college, my mom said, if you lose more than 10 pounds, you're coming home. And that stayed with me. And I didn't. I actually gained, mm-hmm, like a bunch of weight, because I started eating normal, and I blew up because my metabolism was so screwed up. Right. And then eventually the weight came off when I choose now to eat more healthy, but I still I still count calories. Annette, sure, you know, I'm at, right, the gym every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my body's definitely healthier than it was. I mean, I was literally, if you could picture a skeleton with a thin layer of skin on top.
That's what you are.
It's terrifying. To go back at pictures, I wonder how I didn't see it when I, yeah, looked. But I do think the media had a lot to do with it. But I chose to live that life.
And it's, to me, it's not just the skinny part. I also get very sort of like focused on the face. Like, I would love, you know, I think we all have things about ourselves that we'd like to change. Like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of my nose. And then I also think about, oh my gosh, like, you know, I have this wrinkle or that wrinkle. And then you look at, and you know they're airbrushed. Like, you know that, yeah, when you're looking at these images, they're airbrushed, but you still can't stop and think, oh my gosh. And even like People Magazine, when they usually do their 50 most beautiful, yeah, mm-hmm, they, the last couple of issues, they've started doing this thing where they have like a couple of people who are willing to pose without makeup, but they're still lit in a way that, I mean, they look, right, amazing. And I almost wish they would do the whole issue like that where no one is airbrushed, because it is so ridiculous. You know, and this isn't just for People. I mean, I love People magazine, but like any magazine, to see someone who is in their 40s or 50s with not one wrinkle on their face or neck. And you know, the thing is, like, it's a shame that we look at that as a bad thing. Like, that means you smile. That means you lived life. Right. Why is it a bad thing for you to have a wrinkle on your face?
Well, Janie, you're a little younger than us. What do you feel like for your generation? I know for Annette and I, it was fat-free and Kate Moss and skinny, skinny, skinny. But for your generation, do you feel like it's changed at all? Do you feel that pressure that we felt?
I mean, I did specifically as like an athlete, so I wasn't like the quote unquote normal girl. Right. I was always like really different and like more manly, I guess, to be
strong. Yeah, but you were a strong
way
girl.
To put it, right.
Yeah.
So I see it more now. Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. I'm totally fine with it. That's kind of just how I was. But looking back, it's kind of like, okay, what if I didn't do that? How would I have been? But I'm like, even now I'm like, okay, well, I don't probably work out as much as I should. Okay. But that's not saying that I'm still not healthy. Yeah, I'm not what I looked like 4 years ago when I played basketball, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
And I think it's going to what you were saying about like all the airbrushing and stuff. Like people now, like all the stars my age, like Demi Lovato and all those people, they always go to their social media like, today I'm not doing like no makeup Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a start, but it's also like, you're already flawless, whether you think you are or not.
Right.
So then you still look at that like, oh my God, that's you with no makeup.
Right.
Right.
Like, that you is still
true.
Look so
that's,
good.
Yeah, it is
that's
true.
A great
so
point.
You're still looking at that and right. you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, let's be honest.
How can I look like that?
Right. Most people who are in that entertainment sector are super good looking without
already.
Or with makeup.
Or even they're going for like these amazing facials that we've never even heard of.
Right.
So makeup free.
I got the gold, gold flaked facial and I'm like, that's more money than I have in my account.
Right.
There's no way I'm getting that.
They can spend the $200 on the creams and everything like that. Right. So you still do think that way.
Yeah.
Like, well, wait a minute. You know, you're really not us.
But I do like them more for doing it.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
I do too.
You
absolutely.
Know, it makes them a little more real.
Right.
Yeah.
A little.
Well, we want to know what you guys think. Have images in the media impacted the way you see yourself? Take our poll over at NJ1015.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll definitely have you back.
Again. Thank you.
We appreciate your insight.
Absolutely.
So, Annette, I graduated a long time ago. We don't have kids in our house, but school started a couple weeks ago. And for some reason, I had a lot of anxiety going into the start of the school season.
Anxiety because it was the end of summer or anxiety because it was the start of school?
I guess a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the last day of school. I've talked a million times on here about my nieces and my nephews. I love when I know they're free for the summer. I don't know why. Because I'm not. I'm working.
Right.
But I love that they're free. And I don't know what about it, if it's the end of the freedom for all, if it's because for the first good portion of my life, we were in school and we were sponges and we absorbed that time and what it felt like to go back and having to deal with going back. I love school. I love the social aspect of it. I loved it. I don't know why, but I still kind of feel like, oh, boo. Aww. Like, it's school. Does it bother you that's
no. I don't even think about it. But I have a friend, though, who has this recurring dream about missing a really important exam. And I mean, it's been like decades at this point since he's been in school, but he still talks about having this dream. No, he doesn't.
Hmm.
So I find that interesting. But no, I don't have any sort of like back to school anxieties. I have to say, though, I do get a little excited when it is sort of like the back to school time. I mean, I guess now, you know, they start putting out the back to school items in July, maybe even June.
That depresses me. That makes me sad.
Oh, see, I get excited about it because I loved back to school shopping. Like, I loved going and picking out the notebooks and the Trapper Keepers and the folders. So whenever I see that, I get kind of excited. I'm like, oh, I remember those days. I had so much fun. Or like when you hear, like sometimes I'll hear some of my friends talk about they had to take their kids back to school shopping for clothing or shoes. And I was like, oh, I remember those times. Like my mom and I always had a good time doing that. So for me, it kind of brings back happy memories. Like I don't have anxiety about it, but I can understand in a way there is a little bit of a sadness in the sense that when you're not in school and you're a child, you have that summer off and you don't really have any responsibilities other than to just have fun. So maybe with you knowing that came to an end or it's coming to an end, you kind of feel a little nostalgic about like your childhood when you could be carefree because you can't be carefree any longer.
Maybe. You know? I mean, that definitely makes sense. Even when people, you know, how there are just a million pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
Like, first day back to school, he wants to be an actor, she wants to be an actress. It is so cute, but mm-hmm. It makes me sad.
Aww.
It really does. But you know what's so funny? There's a guy we used to work with named John, and he is so funny. A couple weeks ago when it was everybody's kind of first day back to school after Labor Day, it seemed like a lot of people were going back, and he held up at work the cutest little thing. He had a little chalkboard, and it said it was his first day of 33rd grade. And I thought that was hysterical.
Such That's actually a good great.
Sense
I love it.
Of humor.
That is.
Oh, so well, funny.
I mean, the thing that is funny about the back to school photos is that I don't ever recall, like, honestly, I feel like my mom probably took it when I know she took my first day of kindergarten. But I do not recall seeing any photos beyond that. I think it was like, whatever, it's another year. Just do your thing. Go.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe because of Facebook, it's a big thing. But I will say it is cool when they sort of do the, you know, like at the end of school and they do the beginning day, first day, and then the end. And you see how the child's grown and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know,
that makes me sad, too.
Yeah.
And Tracy, my sister, sent me a couple weeks ago when it was the first day of school. Her two kids today and her two kids 5 years ago. I don't do well with any of it. It just stresses me out. It makes me sad. The kids grow up so fast.
So quick.
Yeah. One of my nephews is 15. I could leap off a bridge.
Yeah, right. Maybe when did that happen?
Yeah, maybe it brings all of that up. Mm-hmm. But I miss the summer. I would love to have one more summer as like a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
With no responsibilities, mm-hmm. no mortgage payment.
No nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Right. What are we
going to
play today?
Yes.
Right?
What are we going to play today?
Yeah.
Flashlight tag and tag on the front yard.
But see, play today is so different though, because play That's today true. Is at home video games in your house. Like, when was the last time you really saw a bunch of kids playing? You hardly ever see that. It's really sad. Like, I'm thankful, honestly, that we're Gen X generation and that we grew up when we did, because I think it was easier. You went out, you played, you know, like you went out, you played with the neighborhood kids. You had a curfew of 7, 8, or 9. That's when you came home.
Right.
Now it's just not like that.
Well, you know, it's funny. My mom and I were talking a couple weeks back when school was starting, just about kids and going to the bus stop and all that. And I know I had a friend who lived on the road behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get to her house, I would have to cut through the woods and over like this little stream. And I'd have to cut through the woods. And there were houses right there. It wasn't it wasn't like I was like traipsing through 3 miles of woods. But I remember being so little doing that, and never today would that go. Never today. And I always made it safe to Jenna's and back.
No problem. Exactly. Well, do you experience any back to school anxieties or back to school nightmares? Let us know by taking our poll at NJ115.com. Now, we did just talk about sort of the whole like back to school displays and the fact that they seem to start earlier and earlier. So I want to talk about something that I think irritates a lot of people. And the reason I think it does is because I will sometimes see photos posted on Facebook about, oh my gosh, it's August. Can you believe that Halloween candy is being sold right now? So I have to admit that I'm a little bit mixed about the whole seasonal displays in stores thing. I understand why stores start earlier and earlier and earlier, and that already we're in the month of September and you're starting to see, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving. I get it, because in the sense of brick and mortar stores are really struggling in New Jersey
and across
the U.S.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they kind of want to get a jump on their competition. And also there are some shoppers who will go in, let's say they were looking for a picture frame, but oh, they saw this Christmas display over here at Hobby Lobby. And oh, you know what? I like that little Santa Claus. I'm going to buy it. So that's a sale that you made that you probably wouldn't obviously have made if the display wasn't there. But I also have to admit that sometimes I'm like, really? Like, really? Halloween candy in August? Like, who is buying that? You got, like, first of all, I would eat it before Halloween, okay?
You'd have
but
to
you
repurchase.
Also have, like, 3 months before Halloween, and you have to give it out. And, like, I don't know, like, I would want it to be fresh. So, yeah, but does it bother you? Like, I will admit that when I see Christmas early, And by early, I mean before November, I do start to get a little anxious. I'm like, oh my gosh, Christmas. It's like 4 months away. What am I going to buy people? Like, I have no list. I have no idea. I have no money. So I do get a little stressed out when I see it.
You know what's so funny? We are the opposite. Between the school topic and this, we are opposite. See? That is really weird how it switched off.
So it doesn't give you any anxiety.
No, I mean, I have for myself, I have rules. Like, I didn't bring out my fall stuff until it was Labor Day a couple weeks ago. Like, the next time I went through the house cleaning, I got rid of anything that was springy or summery. And I put out, like, leaves and fall bowls and things like that. For Halloween, I will accept Labor Day as being a marker for starting to see Halloween things because, you know, that window is quick for parents between sports and getting ready for Halloween and all that stuff. Okay, maybe after Labor Day once school begins. Christmas is different for me. I feel like we need to get through, like, I would like to enjoy a holiday.
You never can.
No. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like I was at CVS last night and they had Christmas stuff out. And I felt like that was really weird because it's September. Like, that's just weird to me. But I would like to get through Halloween, and then I would like to get to Thanksgiving, and maybe getting around Thanksgiving, start to see Christmas. But I can tell you, the second Christmas is over and my decorations come down, like the 26th, because I'm Dawn's daughter and that's what we do. The decorations come down the 26th, and guess what I do?
What do you get ready for what? Like, what's next? Easter?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yes, that's right.
My favorite.
Oh, gosh.
Favorite. You know, some people are obsessed with Halloween and, like, decorate and use pumpkin and everything. Oh, Valentine's Day is the best. I love it.
You're such a romantic.
So, yeah. So, coming the 26th, 27th of December, I am ready.
I do think, like, it can be a bit much in terms of, like, I was reading an article in Time that said that you're going to start to see stores push out Black Friday sales in October because Black Friday is no longer what it used to be.
So, like, you're saying the date wouldn't be the day after Thanksgiving. It would just, or
so Black Friday obviously will still have sales, but they're going to basically do this whole lead up to Black Friday where, like, the week of October, you know, like, let's say 26th or whatever, you're going to have special sales, like the pre-Black Friday sales.
Okay.
And I mean, that's fine because I don't think Black Friday is what it used to be. Like, when I was growing up, Black Friday was the day. Like, there were no stores that were opened on Thanksgiving, no pre-Black Friday sales. You went that day, you got all these incredible buys, and then the sales pretty much continued until Christmas. But now I think, again, because the customers are so tight and everybody wants a piece of it, that stores are starting to start early. So they're saying that you're going to start seeing these sales roll out in October.
How do you feel about, like, stores such as, say, Target being open Thanksgiving night?
I hate it.
I do think
that part of the breakdown in this country in terms of our moral compass is the fact that money is always above everything else. Now, the only thing is, stores wouldn't do it if there wasn't a demand for it. And there obviously is. But I really think it's important to let families be together on holidays and let them enjoy that holiday. And when you work in retail and you're open, you can't go to your boss and be like, well, it's Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? We're open and you need to work. And these are minimum wage workers. So, I mean, really, do we need to be shopping on Thanksgiving? So I'm against it. What about you?
Well, I am against it. And, I, you know, funny, I was at Target a couple days before Thanksgiving last year. So I asked the girl who was checking me out. She was so nice. And I said, what's the deal with Thanksgiving? Are you working? And she said, I am. I'm really excited about it. I said, are you really? Like, are you? And she said, well, I am because my family's not in the area.
Okay.
And she said, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think people will be in a good mood. And I think it'll be a fun night to work. And she said, a couple of us here feel that way.
Okay.
But she said, we actually got to choose. They wanted people who wanted to work to work.
Okay.
But she said, that's not to say, I'm sure some people were kind of forced into it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think it sucks.
I mean, that is a good way of looking at it. Sometimes you forget that not everybody's family situation is yours and that you don't want to be around your family or you don't have anywhere to go. Like, then you probably would want to work. But I don't know. It makes me sad.
It makes me sad. It does. I get it.
Yeah, I do too. But
I like how, like, Nordstrom, how they wait. until the day after Thanksgiving and then do Christmas.
Right.
They don't decorate their store at all, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and some stores are still doing that. They still abide by that policy. Well, does it annoy you when stores put holiday displays up months and months in advance? How early is too early for you? Take our poll over at NJ115.com. So that wraps up, I think this is episode 41.
It is 41.
Forever 39. On next week's episode, we're going to talk about our favorite places to travel in the United States, the rise of alcoholism, and why women carry the mental load in relationships. And for those of you that are Dennis and Judy fans, we're actually going to have Dennis Maloney on next week.
Oh, yay! My crush. I love him.
Have a good rest of the week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.